The federal government is considering introducing a new welfare card that would stop people from spending the majority of the government benefits on alcohol and gambling. The idea was raised in an Indigenous employment review that Andrew Twiggy Forrest provided to the government last year. Parliamentary Secretary to the Prime Minister, Alan Tudge, says the government is very seriously considering a trial but doesn't want to rush a decision. He says if the coalition goes ahead with the card, it'll be extended beyond Indigenous populations. He's speaking here to our political reporter, Anna Henderson.
The card would look like any other ordinary Visa or MasterCard that might be in your listeners' pockets right now, where it can be spent anywhere on anything, but you just can't purchase alcohol or gamble with it, and because cash is limited, you can't purchase drugs with it.
You're talking about limited cash. How much cash would people have available to them? What would be the percentage that would be cashless, and what would be the percentage that would be available for them to spend at their own discretion?
Listen, we haven't made that decision yet, and there's a lot of decisions which are still to be made. It's highly unlikely that if we proceeded with this card that it would be a 100% cashless card, simply because it's not really practical. We're not quite there yet having a cashless economy. You do need cash for certain things.
What do you need the cash for?
Well, there might be things like just, you know, getting on a bus where it's much easier to have a little bit of cash, or at the kids' tuck shop, or at an op shop which might not have a credit card facility. But we're going to be guided in part by the local community leaders in terms of what is going to be a reasonable figure.
Is it your intention that all Indigenous welfare recipients would have to have one of these cards, that it would be mandatory?
First of all, it would not apply just to Indigenous people. It would be colourblind. It would apply to everybody according to a set of criteria. Second point I'd make is that if we proceed at all, it would likely be done on a trial basis in a discrete geographical area where it probably would apply to everybody who's on income support payments in that geographical area. But their decision's yet to be made. We're still in a consultation process, both with the communities and indeed with the banks, because they need to be supportive of the concept as well.
What do you say to the evidence from the Northern Territory about the restrictions on alcohol purchasing, just pushing people into other substance abuse, petrol, paint, even cooking essences and deodorant were on the list of examples of what people who already had a substance abuse problem turned to once they didn't have the access to alcohol?
Well, when you look at the evidence of where there was alcohol restrictions put in place, you typically found that the rate of violence halved. Even though you will have some issues on the side, the evidence when there was alcohol restrictions was that you had a dramatic impact on community safety and on the well-being of those communities.
How quickly would you like to see a trial at least in place?
We haven't made any decisions yet, Anna. We're still in the consultation phase, and we want to make sure that what we do is right, is carefully done, is well considered before we even announce that we might be proceeding with a trial.
At this stage, though, do you expect that by the end of this year you'll make a decision either way?
Absolutely. We would like to be able to make a decision sooner rather than later, but we don't want to rush.
That's the Parliamentary Secretary to the Prime Minister, Alan Tudge, speaking there to Anna Henderson.